Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Hey, welcome to this episode of the Cale Clark Show. So glad that you're on board here on this Tuesday. It is August the 17th, and we're going to start, as we always do, each hour of this pledge drive with a prayer. We're going to pray the Memorare for an end to abortion in this country and around the world, and also for a success for this pledge drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not at my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I already miss my normal show music. And during Pledge Drive weeks, we have special Pledge Drive music. And, you know, it is what it is. But I do miss my own songs. And here's another song that I miss that I haven't heard in a really long time on the silver screen. And that is the James Bond theme song. Go ahead and play it. Now you can use it as a music bed as I'm talking here, Lucas, and just keep going. Now, why do I bring this up? Because current James Bond actor Daniel Craig was in the news today, and Tilly Pierce, writing for Yahoo Style, mentioned some comments that Craig gave about inheritances, specifically the fact that he does not plan on leaving much of an inheritance to his children. Here's what he said. So, by the way, this fall in September, we're finally going to see, this has been sort of in the works for years and years and years, No Time to Die. This is the last installment that he's going to play James Bond in. And there's been so many pushbacks on this film due to the pandemic, but they're kind of ramping up the press for this film. It was supposed to come out in November of 2019. It was pushed back again because the director quit. That's never a good sign. That makes me a little nervous. It's been moved no less than four times in order to try to get this film in cinemas. So it's finally going to appear this September. And so there's been a few stories popping up in the media about the movie and about Daniel Craig. But here's what he said in a new interview. He talked about the legacy, Daniel Craig, that he wants to leave behind for the world and for his family. And here's what he said. He said that he wanted to give away his fortune to help others, which is commendable, rather than leaving excessive wealth to his children. He said, "Isn't there an old adage that if you die a rich person, you've failed?" End of quote. That's what he told a magazine recently called Candace Magazine. Some candid comments from Daniel Craig and Candace Magazine. Anyways, he goes on to say, quote, "I think Andrew Carnegie," and that was, of course, a famous American industrialist, "Andrew Carnegie gave away what in today's money would be about $11 billion, which shows how rich he was, because I'll bet he kept some of it too," end of quote. All right, so he mentions Carnegie giving away money, but then Craig said this, "I don't want to leave great sums to the next generation. I think inheritance is quite distasteful." Distasteful. "My philosophy is," Daniel Craig said, "get rid of it or give it away before you go." So here's a question for you. If you're listening to The Cale Clark Show, I want you to call in right now. 1-888-914-9149 is the phone number to call. And you can also hit me up on Twitter, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And producer Lucas is monitoring the show Twitter account. You can check that one too. Follow that account as well, at Cale Clark Show. You can email the show, as always, K-L-C-A-L-E at relevantradio.com. It's a great place to drop some hints about what you'd like us to talk about on the show, some questions that you have. Let us know, K-L@relevantradio.com. But you can call right now on the phones. And it's a little bit confusing because we have pledge drive numbers, but we also have our regular phone line still open, 1-888-914-9149. Patrick Alog is standing by, ready to take your call. And here's my question for you. Do you think that it's distasteful? Do you think it's distasteful, as Daniel Craig said, or wrong in some way, to leave an inheritance to your children? 888-914-9149. So he did. I'm not saying he's not going to leave anything to his kids, but he certainly doesn't want to leave them a massive pile of cash. So he says inheritances are distasteful. Apparently, Daniel Craig has no time to give. I was waiting all day to say that because, of course, the new James Bond movie is called No Time to Die. If you have to explain the joke, it's never quite as funny as you think, right? So I was hoping producer Lucas would at least hit me with the crickets sound effect or something.
It took me a second to recognize that you were telling a joke.
Oh, so that's pretty bad, Lucas. That is pretty bad. So no time to laugh for you. Uh-huh. There you go.
I see what you did there.
So this whole thing about, you know, inheritances, should you leave one to your child? And maybe he's thinking that if I just leave them my millions, Craig is probably thinking, if I just leave this to my kids, they're not going to want to work. They're not going to want to do anything for themselves. It'll be just life on easy street. Maybe that's not a good idea. Better to give it away to truly needy people. Just leave them a few bucks here and there. I don't know. Well, let me tell you this, Daniel Craig. If you really do think it's distasteful to leave an inheritance, it's okay. You can just donate it right now to our Reach Out and Respond pledge drive program at relevantradio.com. We'll hit you up with a tax receipt. And you can do a lot of good with that. Trust me. We need it. We'll put it to good use. But it also made me think, producer Lucas, it made me think, what does the Bible have to say about this? What does the Bible have to say about leaving an inheritance to your children? And it actually does say a lot. It does say a lot. And recently on our Faith Explained program, we were talking about some of the patriarchs in the book of Genesis. We did this big Genesis series. You can check the podcast for that on relevantradio.com. And one of the things that we read about was the fact that Abraham, back in Genesis chapter 15, he was given a son, before he had Isaac, and there was, of course, Ishmael as well, but Isaac was really the miracle child of promise. Abram had said to God, "O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus." So it was common in the ancient world, even among God's people, at the very beginning with Abraham, that the standard at that time was if you didn't have children, now if you had children, you're expected to give them something, they're expected to inherit your estate or whatever, but if you didn't have children, sort of the nearest kinsman or somebody who might be a servant in your household could be your heir. And this was very common among the time of the patriarchs, that the inheritance would usually pass to the oldest son, but sometimes inheritances would pass to daughters as well. And it's to kind of keep the status of the family going. And the biggest inheritance that God gave his people, of course, in the Old Testament time, was the inheritance of the promised land itself. That was huge. That was the ultimate inheritance, the land of Israel. And because of the fact that God gave the land to the families of Israel, they weren't allowed to give it to somebody else. If they needed to sell it, let's say they came on hard times, let's say they had some debts to pay, if they sold their land, whoever bought it had to give it back eventually, because the Jews have this tradition called the Jubilee year, where every 50 years debts would be canceled, slaves would be set free, all kinds of things would happen. You can read about this in Leviticus chapter 25. That the land would actually, if you sold your land, it would be returned to you during the year of Jubilee, returned to your family. So there's all kinds of law in the Old Testament about inheritances, how to inherit the family property. If you're the oldest son, according to the book of Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy chapter 21, you can read about this. If you're the oldest son, you actually got a double portion of the inheritance. So if my parents are listening, I am the oldest son. No, I'm only kidding. But if there were no sons in the family, daughters could inherit the father's land. That was no problem. So you can read about that in Numbers chapter 27, verse 8, where it says, "You shall speak to the people of Israel, saying, if a man dies and has no son, you shall transfer his inheritance to his daughter." So that was the deal. And again, if you didn't have kids, one of your servants or maybe a distant relative could be the person who inherits your estate. But you weren't allowed to pass your land to somebody from another tribe. Of course, there are the 12 tribes. And again, it's to ensure the family's survival in Israel. And there's one proverb in the Old Testament that speaks specifically to what it says about your character if you leave an inheritance. So this is in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Here's what it says. Now, you might have heard this one. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So, hey, Daniel Craig, think about it. Maybe he really should leave something more to the kids, to your grandkids. Think about that. So we're going to take a quick break here just for a second. So if you're on the line, I see you there. I see you there, Michael. I see you there, Joel. And hang on there. Hang on. I want you to stay on the line. I will get you. We've got to take a quick little break here. But we'll be back. And I'm also going to tell you what the New Testament says about inheritance. I've been talking a lot about the Old Testament. But what did Jesus have to say about this? Well, you might be surprised because what Jesus says is a little bit different. A little bit different when it comes to inheritance. I'm going to get to that after this break. Miracle moment from Father Rocky.
Hi, it's Father Rocky here asking you to reach out and respond because it's our summer pledge drive and we've got a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. It's a framed print under glass of Mary, Undoer of Knots. And that's a favorite devotion of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. In fact, he wrote a prayer about her, and the last paragraph goes like this. Through your grace, your intercession, and your example, deliver us from all evil, Our Lady, and untie the knots that prevent us from being united with God, so that we, free from sin and error, may find Him in all things, may have our hearts placed in Him, and may serve Him always in our brothers and sisters. This Mary Untier of Knots frame print is yours today for your gift of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Call or give online now, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Welcome to our pledge drive. This is Timory joining Kale during the Kale Clark Show. And we are here to ask you to support us, to reach out and respond during our pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. We are supported by you. You help bring these voices, these conversations, this topic of faith and inspiration. So if you'd like to donate, we're asking you to step up, reach out and respond today. You can give us a call. The number's 1-877-291-0123. And Kale, you've been talking about leaving mm-hmm. inheritance, making donations.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating that our very own, famous for the James Bond here, is deciding that he wants to make as many donations as possible. Now, I know that's a whole debate over leaving money to your kids, but it goes mm-hmm. to show that people really do want to give and see that immediate benefit in their life. And that's one thing you can do with Relevant Radio. You hear the testimonies daily of people who listen to us.
Absolutely. And you can actually put Relevant Radio in your will. I'm sure we'll accept that. And who knows, maybe Daniel Craig will call this number right now. I want to hear from him. 1-877-291-0123 is the phone number to call. Toll free. Operators are standing by right now. 1-877-291-0123. Maybe the easiest way to give is on the app or on relevantradio.com. You don't even have to stop listening. You can just give right now. Mm-hmm. It's really easy. You'll see a banner right there. And we have a partnership challenge again this hour, Timory. We're looking for 100 people to call in and pledge their support because we have partners who want to match every donation that is given during this hour, no matter how big, no matter how small. It all makes a big, big difference. And I want 100 callers, and I want this to be 100% matched with our partnership challenge. And it will be if you call right now, 877-291-0123, Timory.
Okay, we need 100 callers this hour. You set the bar high. We have 16 gifts that have been given this hour. So we're more than one-ninth of the way there. So this is what I love about Pledge Drive. It's like a game. And who doesn't want to win? I'm asking you, help the Kale Clark Show, Relevant Radio, win this hour by hitting 100 donations. Now, you may be like me. I remember one time someone asked me, hey, can mm-hmm. you support me monthly as a focus missionary? And I said, give you $5 a month. I was tapped out. I wasn't in a place. So maybe that's what you can give Relevant Radio today. $5 a month, $500 a month, whatever you can give. We have gifts for you, but you have to donate now online, relevantradio.com. Tap the Relevant Radio app. Again, the number's 1-877-291-0123. We're looking for 100 people to reach out and respond, and that could be you today, changing someone's heart and mind with Relevant Radio.
helping you keep your mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
That's kind of a funky song, Lucas. I like that one. Not totally devoid of our own music here. We still have a soundtrack going here on the Cale Clark Show. And you can call in right now, 888-914-9149. We started off talking about a news item about Daniel Craig, who is currently playing James Bond. The new Bond movie, No Time to Die, comes out this fall. And he has said, inheritances are distasteful. What do you think about this? We started off talking about what the Old Testament said about inheritances. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said coming up in just a minute, but we're going to go to the phones right now. Michael is calling from Brandon, Florida. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I don't know. In my opinion, it seems a little selfish, you know? At the end of the day, his goal in becoming, you know, an actor and whatnot and becoming famous was to, you know, eventually get himself out of the position that he was in, you know, growing up and whatnot. But seems a little selfish, you know. I feel like he's rationalizing it by, you know, doing the whole giving it all away and whatnot, you know. But what does his family, you know, feel like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think his kids are pretty young right now. In fact, I can tell you a little bit of detail on that. He has two daughters. His oldest daughter is named Ella. And he was married once before to a woman named Fiona Loudon. And he just had a second daughter with his current wife, Rachel Weisz, who is an actress, of course. Okay. And the baby has been named, but they haven't publicly released the baby's name, I guess for privacy reasons. So she was born last year. So his kids are, you know, probably still on the young side. I don't know what they think about this, whether they're old enough to have a... his oldest daughter, I'm not sure how old she is, what she thinks about this, but I don't know. So you would say, hey, family first, right, Michael? I guess that's your take on this.
I entirely understand, like, giving, you know, your financial success away, you know, but I mean, to completely give it all away and, you know, not necessarily, you know, give the kids your life that you had, you know, at the end of the day, it feels like he's the only one benefiting, you know, at the end, you know, from the success that he's had.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like he's giving money away to charity, so I guess those charities would benefit, to be sure. But I understand what you're saying, Mike, on this. I do appreciate that call.
Yeah, I'm turning from a familial perspective.
Yeah, and that makes sense. There's certainly nothing wrong with that, and that's a totally valid perspective. So that was Michael. Thank you, Michael, calling from Brandon in Florida. We're going to go now to Joel calling from Chicago. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Cale. Love your show and love Relevant Radio, and I'm a monthly contributor and
awesome.
Hope the Fund Drive achieves its success. And I've
Thank
raised
you.
It a few times over the years. But with respect to inheritance, I think it just kind of depends. I think you should keep an open mind. I think our goal is to get our children and our children's children to heaven. And there's times where it's, I think, proper to... leave a larger inheritance if you've been blessed in that way. And there's times where it should go other ways. Sometimes our kids have wandered away from the faith, and it kind of directly relates to Relevant Radio. You know, I think rather than giving them that money to squander, you know, you might consider giving a little bit more to Relevant Radio or Green Catholic programs. Like I go to a Batman SU Catholic program for many years, and it's a tremendous formation program to save families and things of that nature. So I think it really kind of depends. I think sometimes you have to make a tougher decision to, you know, I think it can be an incentive for your children and grandchildren or a disincentive, you know, depending on how well you've been blessed and you know your children well, and you kind of have an idea of what they might do. I used to work many years ago in a kind of a financial field, and I would take these surveys of families, and the gist of it was you'd ask, are there any other assets? And about every second or third family would say, oh, we put a loan out to our son, Cale, but it's not really an asset because he's not going to pay it back. And
sounds like something my dad would say. I love how you use that name, too.
Yeah, well, no, I just said.
I'm kidding, Joel.
yes, and but the point was, I learned at a very young age, it's like, hey, I want to be one of those kids that pays the loan back.
Yeah.
And isn't waiting too anxiously for the inheritance. It's a very unseemly thing. A friend of mine's a kind of a successful life insurance agent, and he mm-hmm. runs into this regularly where people have been estranged from their parents or grandparents, mm-hmm. but they're quite active at the point of death to get in line for their inheritance. So again, I think everybody's got to pray on it, work on it, you know, work on getting their family to heaven and pay back that loan to your dad, Carol.
Yeah. Really. Thanks, Joel. I appreciate that take. That was Joel Kulig from Chicago. Yeah, a lot of great wisdom there, and that's a really sad thing that he said at the end. That and we all know there are cases like this when someone passes away. People who have been estranged from the family for years, they finally show up. Hey, where's my payout? Oh, I haven't seen you in 20 years. I think it's like super unseemly to even expect an inheritance from your parents. Just personally, like I don't operate by that principle at all. I mean. I don't expect. I mean, it's macabre to even think about it. Number one, although it is a fact of life, none of us are going to live forever. We have to plan for the future, but it's not something that would ever cross my mind in terms of planning for my own future to expect to receive anything like that. But whether or not, and I think what another thing Joel said too was we have to look at the temperament of your kids too. Maybe that does play into it. I mean, we've all heard of trust fund kids who. Are living off of, you know, their parents' largesse, and they haven't really made their own way in the world, and they're just kind of siphoning off, you know, the family, whatever. Is that a real? If you know that your child has tendencies towards perhaps not being so, not being a person of initiative, not being someone who wants to work and forge his own way, that could do more harm than good to that person's soul. It is a real judgment call, I think, in a lot of ways. And so we've got a lot of calls on this. We're going to go really quickly to Dee Dee. Dee Dee, we got about 1 minute here. What's your take on this, Dee Dee? Dee Dee in Phoenix.
Yes. My comment, first of all, it's a very intriguing question on your part. I've never heard of this kind of question. But I personally think it's rather judgmental of the father to judge his children. He doesn't know what they're going to become. And I don't know if he is Catholic or if he's Christian, but it's judgmental. And Jesus said, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Right now, he's number one, James Bond. We don't know where he's going to end up.
Mm. That's right. Well, you know, it's James Bond. Playing James Bond can be a blessing, and obviously has been a great blessing to Daniel Craig, certainly financially. But it also can be a curse, too. I mean, he's extremely well known now, and you don't become a professional actor thinking, well, I'm going to be an unknown actor. But I would imagine that actors who play Bond probably have a love-hate relationship with the character in a lot of ways. It's in some ways, you're typecast from it. Everyone thinks of you as James Bond. It's hard to do anything else. But ultimately, none of that matters before God and at the final judgment. It's all about character. It's all about who we are. Do we trust Christ? And I don't know about Daniel Craig's faith, but I certainly pray for him, as I do for everybody, and I do for you. Going to be right back after this short break. If you're on the line, stay there. It's Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149.
Trending with Timmery, joining Cale during the Cale Clark Show, and we are here to ask you to be that person who supports Relevant Radio during our pledge drive. You can make a donation online at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call. The number's 1-877-291-0123. Cale, this is an opportunity for people to give. We have 34 gifts so far. We're asking for 100 people.
I really went out on a limb, Timmery. I'll tell you, because I think I asked for 60 yesterday, and then you asked for 100, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. She can't do that to me. I can't let her just, like, you know, take... Well, but it was a good thing, because I think you really, like, raised the bar, Timmery, and it was really a faith-filled ask, you know, on your show last night. We're going to do that again later on the next hour on your show. We're going to kind of switch seats here for the pledge drive. But I'll tell you this, Timory, and you might have had the same experience as me. I got to be honest with you. I am super uncomfortable talking about the subject of money. I just am. I just, you know, giving, and I'd rather talk about almost anything else, but it's a necessity. I'd rather talk about the gospel. But when I read the gospel, I read that Jesus talked a lot about money. He talked a lot about money matters because money matters. It's a huge part of our stewardship for God. So read it for yourself and see how many times he talks about this. And so it's a really, really good thing to ask yourself, what's my relationship with the gifts that I've been given by God, especially the financial gifts? And am I putting it all to God's service, to God's glory? And the fact of the matter is that we can't operate these stations without you. We cannot operate Relevant Radio and its almost 200 physical stations and its global presence all around the world without your help. So that's why we need you to call right now, 1-877-291-0123. And when you call, it's really a vote for the show. It's saying, I like the programming that Relevant Radio provides. I like the Cale Clark Show. I like Trending with Timory. I like the Faith Explained. And I want to support this because I want these shows to stay on the air. 1-877-291-0123. Or you can go online securely at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, Timory.
Cale, I am cracking up here because we've never been on air live together more than a couple times now, and I keep wanting to call you Clark Kent. I'm like, come on, where's Superman? I'm looking for him. But maybe you want to support here us at Relevant Radio. You can donate now online. The easiest way to give, relevantradio.com, the app. We're looking for more people to step up. We're looking for 100 people this hour. Give us a call, 1-877-291-0123.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Hey, welcome back. We've been talking about what James Bond actor Daniel Craig said about leaving an inheritance to his children. He said inheritances are distasteful, and he plans on giving the vast majority of his wealth away before he goes. He does not want to leave excessive wealth, quote unquote, to his children. And a lot of people are calling in with a lot of opinions about this. 1-888-914-9149 is the toll-free number to call on the Cale Clark Show. You can also tweet at me at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. We're going to go now to Christy, who's calling from Merced in California. Hi, Christy.
Hi. So I think more important than leaving an inheritance to your kids, you should be leaving your Catholic values to your children. And And that I think would be the condition of leaving my inheritance to my children. So, if my kids have my values and they want to do the work that I'm doing in the world to continue furthering, you know, God's mission on earth, then I would happily leave it to my inheritance to my children. My husband and I, when we first started off, we didn't have anything from our families. We did it all ourselves. But we had the desire to do good things in the world, and we could have done a lot more good if we had something to do good with. So our plan is, as long as our kids are sharing our values, we hope that they're doing the work that we're doing as they get older. We can do more after we die if we leave our inheritance to our children, because it will be, you know, six of us in the world with their spouses and hopefully their children if we're able to instill our values into our children. Does that make sense?
It does, Christy. And so, okay, now I was sick the day they taught math at school, but I'm guessing by what you said, you have four kids, right?
We have six children.
Oh, okay, so, you have six. Okay,
right,
so
now,
see what I told? I was serious when I said that. So when you said six, yeah. I thought you meant your husband and you and your four kids, but you have six kids.
No, right. So we have six children, and hopefully we're not done, but the idea is that if you know, and I know not every one of our children will have our values when they grow up, but if they can, if they did, you know, and then if they're called to marriage, if they're called to have children, you know, then we would love for them to continue the work that the plans that we said, the goals that we have, we might not be able to accomplish in our lifetime to make our community and our world a better place. But if we can leave that desire to our children and get something started, started in the right direction, then we'd love to leave the inheritance so they could continue that mission.
So what would you say, Christy, to one of your kids? Let's say, God forbid, that one of your kids can, or maybe a couple of them, they're not living a Catholic life. They kind of don't buy into it. And then you wind up giving the inheritance to the kids who are practicing. And they said to you, hey, Mom, that's not fair. What would your response be to that?
Well, I'm guessing I would be dead, but yes, I do see what you're saying. I think we're pretty open with our children. You know, they would know ahead of time, you know, if they know that if they get married outside of the church, that it's not a marriage that we can support, that, you know, they know that what our values are. And we explain that we want these because we want good things for them individually, but also for the world. And so, you know, as far as it not being fair, no, it might not be fair, but they're not entitled to anything in this life. They're not entitled to anything past their basic needs being met. And, you know, for us to give them the love that and the wisdom that we have, but they can make the choice to receive what we have to offer if they want to live according to the values that we have instilled in them.
Hmm. Christy, I really want to thank you for calling in. That's an interesting take. And I thank you for listening to Relevant Radio as well. Really, really appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time. That was Christy calling in from Merced in California, out on the West Coast. And maybe you guys want to respond to that. Maybe you disagree with Christy's take on that. Let me know. 1-888-914-9149. Maybe you think, yeah, she's right on. I want to hear about that too. We're going to go right now to Dan, who's calling from Dodge County in Wisconsin. Hey, Dan.
Yes, estate settling is a very big deal on a family farm or a small business.
Mm-hmm.
If one member of the family decides to continue in that farm or business, that individual will probably be working weekends since he's 14.
Yep.
Not moving away from the hometown or going, maybe getting some technical schooling, but not college. And traditionally, that person takes care of the old folks when they're older. And traditionally, that person gets more inheritance or a bigger bargain on the farm or small business. And sometimes the other siblings think that's fair, and other times there's a little bit of quibbling.
Yeah.
So
that does make some sense to me. I'm not the wisest soul in the world, but the idea that the sibling or siblings who are going to be taking care, and sometimes, you know, obviously elder care is very, very expensive. Taking care of elderly parents, get a little bit more for that purpose, that seems to make sense to me. And certainly going into a family business in the first place, and there are lots of family businesses out there, part of the reason for that, I think, is that, you know, people who start those businesses want to provide jobs and security for their family for generations. And that's the motive, right, Dan?
Well, it can be. You know, just a man or woman will be just interested in something, and they get started, and one member of the family joins in and is very interested. And we have farms and businesses in this area that are third, fourth, fifth generations,
wow,
and others don't carry on. Every once in a while you hear about a thriving farm or business that the elder will die, and then they'll have to close up because the person that was operating it can't buy out the other heirs.
Okay.
And that's kind of a tragic situation.
Yeah.
We lost a very nice hardware store in our town. Even Steven all the way around, no bargains for anybody. And
the other siblings didn't want to carry on.
The man that operated the hardware store, well, he wheeled his dad around in a wheelchair for several years.
Wow.
And made his meals and everything. And they had to sell the place to...
Yeah, these things happen. And Dan, and let me just jump in there. Yeah, I mean, obviously, following the fourth commandment, looking after the parents. Yeah, that's part of the deal. And it's true. Sometimes in these second generations, there's not an interest in continuing on in this type of business, whether it's farming or whatever the family business might be. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show, 1-888-914-9149. I did promise you that I wanted to tell you a little bit about what the New Testament has to say about this. And Joel, who was calling from Chicago earlier, kind of alluded to this. When I was mentioning Proverbs 13, verse 22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Joel was saying, really, the best inheritance you can leave to your family is, of course, a spiritual heritage, a spiritual inheritance. And Jesus had a really unique conversation in Luke chapter 12 about this, and somebody wanting him to basically split up an inheritance. And he was like, I don't want to have anything to do with this. This is, of course, the context is the parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, this is in Luke, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully." And he thought to himself, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops." And he said, "I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." So Jesus really used that example of an inheritance type situation, maybe something like one of those great farms in Wisconsin, like Dan was talking about, to talk about a spiritual principle of storing up goods for eternity. We don't know when our last breath is going to be drawn, so we've got to really make sure that we are laying up a great heavenly inheritance for ourselves, for our loved ones, for everyone who cares about us. So that is the prime goal here. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about what a spiritual inheritance might be coming up right after this break. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, and we'll be right back after this miracle moment.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
John Morales.
You know, one of the reasons why I came back to Relevant Radio after making documentaries and films was an email that I received way back in the day from a woman. It's an email that I still have. She wrote, "I used to hear you on Relevant Radio during the very formative stages of my growing interest in the Catholic faith, and you made such a difference in my life. I thank God I was listening one morning when you were reading the sixth chapter of John. I had never in my Protestant life heard that chapter read with such meaning. It was simply not part of my worldview. After what you read, I was never the same. I miss hearing you on Relevant Radio." And that's part of the motivation for coming back, because we can make a difference in people's lives. My hero, St. John Paul the Great, used to say, "It's not enough to know Christ. We must introduce him to others."
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
That's right. If you want to support Relevant Radio, head over to relevantradio.com. You can also donate on the Relevant Radio app. If that's how you're listening, super easy. We have a banner there. You're able to donate right now. Or give us a call. The number's 1-877-291-0123. This is Tim Ray from Trending with Tim Ray, joining Cale during his show, The Cale Clark Show. We're here to ask you to support. Reach out and respond by supporting us here at Relevant Radio. Cale's asked for 100 people who love to listen to the Cale Clark Show to step up now, support the show, support Relevant Radio. We are halfway there. We have 50 people, Cale, who have stepped up, who are reaching out.
Let's
and they're responding
go.
To us.
We're halfway there. We got to get going, folks. We got to get rolling with this. And you know what? When you give to Relevant Radio, it's like your vote of confidence for this show, for the Cale Clark Show, although Timory wants me to change the name to the Cale Clark Kent Show. And that was kind of my nickname growing up in high school. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Hey, I wore nerdy glasses, and people didn't know the power that I had inside. Yeah, so if you want to support life-changing, if you want to go from being Clark Kent in the spiritual life to being a superman, a superwoman, the best way to do that is to listen to Relevant Radio and to give right now. 1-877-291-0123. It's hard work making these segues sometimes. Or you go to relevantradio.com or tap the app. And guess what? When you give, it's a little bit like Christmas, because when you give a gift, you're going to get a gift too. And yes, we have a really, really cool gift for you if you donate online. Actually, this is kind of a double gift, because if you give just a dollar a day, we're going to send you a really, really cool book called The St. Monica Club. We had a caller who called in from California, Christy, talking about, you know, hoping that her kids will stay Catholic. Well, a lot of people have fallen away, relatives, friends in the church. We all know this. The St. Monica Club book, we want to send this to you. It tells you how to bring them back. Plus, if you donate online, man, this is amazing. We're going to give you another resource. It's a beautiful talk. It's an MP3 talk by Josh Raymond and Patrick Madrid, and it's called Bring Them Back. And the two of them just have a wonderful conversation about strategies that really, really work to help loved ones come back to the faith. And this is yours if you donate online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app.
Kale, this is so important. So many people ask me, well, how do I talk about this family member, this friend who's struggling? This is how. We're giving you gifts. You support Relevant Radio. Relevant Radio reaches those in need, but we're also giving you a book, a digital talk. So give us a call. Donate 1-877-291-0123, but only if you donate online, relevantradio.com or the app. Do you receive that MP3 talk of Bringing Them Back? Donate now.
Helping you keep your mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Kale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We've got the remedy. We're Jason Raz for you there. We've got the remedy for what ails you in the spiritual life, too. And we're talking about how to leave a spiritual inheritance. We're going to go to the phones now. Christopher is calling from Miami. Hey, Christopher, thanks for calling in.
Chris? Hello, Kale.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, I love the show.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Especially when you have the two shows, I'm like, oh, my gosh, how does he do it? Because I would help set up for the radio show we used to have over here.
Oh, yeah?
Like, coordinating everything. It was so complicated. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's, you know, it's a lot of prayer and hey, you know, God's grace. That's how we get through it every day. So what's your take on this topic that we've been talking about?
So I remember from one of the James Bond movies, my family loves James Bond. Mm-hmm. I'm like the least. I don't watch it as much as they do.
Okay.
But I do remember that there's a phrase that James Bond says, you know, tempus fugit, you know, time flies. And it kind of reminded me of the Knights of Columbus, because they have a motto, you know, it's a tempus fugit memento mori, which means, you know, time flies, remember your death.
Wow, I like that.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
It is.
Now, I'm pretty young. I'm not too sure about the inheritance. It's like you need to figure out, you know, if this money is going to, you know, help your kids or if it's going to doom them, you know?
That's right. It can ruin people. It can ruin people. And, you know, money itself is neutral. But the Bible is often misquoted, by the way, on this, Christopher. A lot of people think that the Bible says money is the root of all evil. It doesn't actually say that. It says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And that is certainly the case. It can certainly lead to all kinds of terrible choices being made. And really reveals, in a lot of ways, people's character. But thanks for the call, Christopher. I really appreciate that take and that line, tempus fugit, time flies, and memento mori, remember your death. It's so true. And by the way, James Bond has kind of a little quote as well on that. His family crest, the Bond family crest, is the world is not enough. And of course, that was a title of a Bond movie. And really, as Catholics, we have to say that the world is not enough. We're looking for something else. We're looking for the next world as our inheritance, eternity. And that's really one of the things the New Testament talks about in terms of spiritual inheritance. Obviously, Jesus said in the gospel, he said, you know, don't store up your treasures on earth. Thieves can break in, moth and rust destroy, store them in heaven, where they're untouchable. They're kept for you by God. So that's really, really important. What is this inheritance, by the way? Psalm 37, verse 11 says, "The meek shall inherit the land." Matthew 5, verse 5, and this is, of course, one of the Beatitudes from Jesus, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." So there's a continuity there. So really, it seems to be the earth. We're going to inherit the earth, but there's more. In James chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "God has chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom." And that's, of course, the kingdom of God. And there's so many takes on this in the New Testament. In the book of Hebrews, it's called a heavenly country. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're looking at that very letter right now on the Faith Explained program, St. Paul writes, it's so amazing what God has planned for us. He says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It hasn't even entered into the mind and the heart of human beings what God has prepared for those who love him. And of course, the book of Revelation, we covered that too in the Faith Explained series. In Revelation 21, it talks about a new heaven and a new earth. I think in some wonderful way, the new heaven and the new earth are going to unite. The new Jerusalem descends out of heaven like a bride adorned for her husband. And so there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, and God's going to dwell with his people. There's going to be no mourning, no tears, no more death. And that's the kingdom that we're looking for. That is our great inheritance. And so time and time again, the Bible tells us you've got to live as citizens of heaven here on earth. So we've got to live by those kingdom values now. Love God, love others. That's really what the kingdom of God is all about. It's about having a right relationship with God on the vertical plane, if you will. Of course, God's not above necessarily. He's all around us. He's with us. He's within us. If we're in a state of grace, of course, having a right relationship with God and having a right relationship with one another. If you boil it down, that's what the kingdom of God is all about. So we've got to live by those values. So we need to think about a spiritual inheritance that we can pass on to our children, to our friends, to our relatives. Even if we don't have kids, we can have a lot of spiritual kids by bringing people, fostering people, shepherding them into the kingdom, helping them be born again of water and the Holy Spirit through baptism into the church. And so this is really what we have to do. We've got to bring people to Christ. We've got to bring especially our kids to Christ. And that's the great inheritance that we can give, the inheritance that never fades away according to the Bible. And so, yeah, it's an Old Testament verse, but it really applies to us too. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 7, these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. So this is really, really important. It's really important to talk about the faith with our families, with our friends. And Relevant Radio can equip you to do that. That's why we're here. We want people to learn the faith. We want people to love the faith. That's why we do what we do on the Cale Clark Show and on the Faith Explained program as well. Because we want people to get to the end for which God created them, to love him, enjoy him forever in heaven with all the angels and all the saints, this great reunion. That's the unfading inheritance that we all are looking for by God's grace. So let's pray for each other on the journey. It's super, super exciting to be doing this with you on Relevant Radio. So producer Lucas, I thought maybe we'd be talking about this for like 10 minutes, and we talked about the whole program. Obviously, it touched a nerve here.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. And if you miss or just tuning in now, you can go to relevantradio.com/kale to listen to the podcast.
All right. Well, stay tuned because we have a really, really important message. Timory's going to be back joining me. We're going to chat. We're going to tell you how you can support us here at Relevant Radio. We do need your help, so stick with us.
Pledge Drive here at Relevant Radio. This is Tim Ray joining the Cale Clark Show. We've asked for 100 people to step up this hour. We
How
have
we doing?
5 minutes to go, and we have 60 gifts so far, Cale.
Get on the horn, guys. Let's do this. Let's do this. 877-291-0123. And by the way, any gift that you give will be matched 100%. What a great reward. What a great return on investment. It's a perfect return, 100%. And you can get that because of our partnership challenge. We have a lot of donors who are banded together to say, hey, we want to support Relevant Radio. We want to help people to do it. So no gift is too big. No gift is too small. And Timory, there are some people out there probably that God might be nudging them a little bit to say, you know, I could give a little bit more. I could give a little bit more. And think about the impact that that can make when that gift is doubled. If you have even a gift of $5,000, $10,000, we had a guy who gave $50,000 once to Relevant Radio on the phone lines here.
Wow.
And think about that. That turns into $100,000 very, very quickly. And that money will be put to really, really good use so that we can continue to reach the world for Christ through the media, Timory.
Amen. This is one of the few places where people can consistently reach out. I've heard so many times people say, wait, there's such a thing as Catholic radio? Yep, there's Catholic radio. You can listen to the Mass. And yes, you do have to go to Mass, but you can listen to the Mass, which, I mean, it's such a special thing to do. You know, you're sitting in a different environment, maybe in your car. Maybe you're thinking about the Mass and parts of the Mass you've never thought of before. You're being inspired to go to confession, how to pray, how to face life's challenging and joy-filled issues with a Catholic perspective that is uniquely Catholic when we're meant to have our Catholicism inform all areas of our life. Galen, that's what we're doing here at Relevant Radio. So if you'd like to support us, we're looking for about 35 more people to step up this hour. You have just a couple minutes. Call now. The number's 1-877-291-0123. But the easiest way to give and the only place you receive that exclusive gift to help reach out to loved ones is by donating to relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
That's right. And actually, when you go online, too, you'll see all the pledge drive premiums you can get, the book, the St. Monica Club. There's a beautiful framed print of Mary Untire of Knots. And we often, Pope Francis loves that prayer. And it's a really powerful prayer for people who have some of these vexing situations in their families. There's a beautiful Mary Mother of God statue as well. And another thing, too, not only are you going to get a wonderful gift in return for your gift to Relevant Radio, but you're going to help us help others. Because, as you know, there's a tragic situation unfolding in Haiti right now. Well over 1,400 people have been found killed because of the horrific earthquake that happened there on Saturday. And one of the tragic things about it is that usually the church would be on the ground helping. So many churches, Timory, in Haiti have been decimated by this earthquake. So we want to partner Relevant Radio. Anything we raise during the pledge drive this week, 10% of that is going to go to Haiti directly, bringing water, food, medicine, clothing, shelter, and we're going to also help bury the dead, which is a corporal work of mercy. We have to give the dead a proper burial. And so please pray for them, but you can actually help and you can reach out. A lot of people have been asking, how can we help all of our fellow Catholics and everybody suffering in Haiti? This is a great way to do it. You'll help Relevant Radio and help us help them.
And not a lot of people realize that Haiti is actually 55% Catholic. So we're helping our Catholic brothers and sisters as well there in Haiti, where it's interesting because you have Catholicism, 55% Catholicism, but you actually have a lot of voodoo there in Haiti as well. And so it's a really fascinating culture, but let's help keep Catholicism alive. Let's help reach out not just to the Catholics, but to other people to see that Christian witness. And you can do that by supporting Relevant Radio, and we are giving 10% of all the gifts you give to us back to those who are suffering in Haiti from the earthquake.
Amen. That's so important. So once again, that phone number to call, 877-291-0123. Operators are standing by, or you can go to the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. And once again, it's really your vote of confidence that I like this program. I want it to stay on the air, and it's an important thing to do. We do need your support. I want to stay on Relevant Radio, and I hope you want me to stay too. So make it happen, 877-291-0123. And I want to thank you in advance for all your support. And thank you, Timory, for helping me to spread the good word.